I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd.
It's time for the Nerd Room with Dr. Fern. We are all really gone.
Hello, music lovers. You're listening to episode one of the Nerd Groove. I'm your host, Dr. Fern of SciFried and Nerdy FM. I'm a lifelong nerd and I love music. This podcast serves to showcase a genre that has been with us for decades and has never enjoyed recognition as such. Nerd music. A genre in every way. You need proof? How about full subgenres? Nerdcore, geek rock, chiptunes, comedy, parody, VGM, and more. Influence? Nerd artists have their fingerprints on almost every style in music. Pop music superstars of the mainstream have borrowed nerdy themes, songs, and visuals from comics, gaming, and movies. So if there is style and influence, do we have a genre? How about success? Weird Al Yankovic has had a long, impactful, and lucrative career that continues today. An audience? This is where traditional industry standards have failed us. There is an audience, and it's larger than imagined. Independent artists have worldwide fan bases, thanks to the internet. I believe that many people have a hard time understanding a genre that features such a wide array of musical styles. But in that regard, nerd music has much in common with the very stable faction of the music industry. Contemporary Christian music also features a wide variety of musical styles and is united as a genre by the content and passion, just like the artists that make nerd music. Food for thought. So let's talk about this episode. We are going to hear some awesome classics from history and hear some great tracks from the newest and hottest artists in the scene. I have some great stuff for you. So let's jump right in and groove. First up, I'd like to drop an anthemic track on you to warm you up, so let's visit 1994 and a track that reached number one on the nightly top 10 countdown for several weeks in San Diego, California on 91X. It also garnered a decent amount of national exposure. The band is the Rugburns, and the song Hitchhiker Joe is still their widest known track. Nerd rockers in the 90s frequently used comedy to drive home a point, and this is a great example. Plus, it's a great way to get started. Don't pick up Hitchhikers. Here's the Rugburns.
Don't pick up Hitchhiker Joe. He'll slit your throat and cut off your big toe. I tell you, he'll make you smile from ear to ear. Gonna lock you in a trunk for 99 years. Don't do it now, Bob. Bum 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 bum. I had a cousin who came from Vermont. Next thing I know, that cousin was gone. Truck driver saw him picking up Hitchhiker Joe. Now his spleen's on the sidewalk. Up and flowers grow. Don't pick up Hitchhiker Joe. He'll slit your throat and cut off your big toe. I tell you, he'll make you smile from ear to
lock you in a trunk for 99 years long. Do it now, bump, 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 bump. My best friend Eddie called from LA, said we'd have dinner later that day. Got a feeling, and it's more than a hunch. My poor friend Eddie was that hitchhiker's lunch. Don't pick up Hitchhiker Joe. He'll slit your throat, cut off your big toe. I tell you, he'll make you smile from here to here. Gonna lock you in a trunk for 99 years. Don't do it now. Bump, 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 bump. Hitchhiker Joe ain't no vegetarian. If you see him on the highway, steer clear of him. He got a knife in his sock and a razor up his sleeve and a chainsaw in his pack, and he's gonna make you bleed. Yeah, yeah. Bump, 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 bump. Bump, 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 bump. My girlfriend Lois called from Tallahassee. She picked up that dude at the Spam Factory. That was the last time that I saw her smile. My best advice is don't eat Spam for a while. Don't pick up Hitchhiker Joe. He'll slit your throat and cut off your big toe. Okay. He'll make you smile from here to here. Gonna lock you in a trunk for 99 years. Don't do it now. Bump, 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 bump. Hitchhiker Joe, he'll slit your throat, cut off your big toe. He'll make you smile from ear to ear. Lock you in a trunk, 99 years now. Now bump, pick up Hitchhiker Joe. He'll slit your throat, cut off your big toe. He'll make you smile.
Ah, random, nerdy references and crime. A TNG-loving nation and loose political correctness. God bless the 90s. So let's get fresh. Here in 2014, nerdy artists are doing great work by combining the many styles that make up our genre. This next artist is simply amazing. He's on the forefront of creativity in the scene, and with this track, he strikes a blow for nerdkind. Many pop stars have benefited from clever acquisitioning of ideas from the truly nerdy. In some cases, entire songs. I'm looking at you, Glee. Professor Shy Guy just turned that back on them. Check out his outstandingly twerk-free version of Wrecking Ball.
We chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. I knew that you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. It slowly turned. should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always love you.
Crazy skills. I love it. That was fun. We nerds like to have fun. That's why we play games. And sometimes we even write songs that act out our own fantasy combination of characters and their new adventures. And well, I'm just going to let Mega Ran and Mr. Wilson give you a better example. Here's Blur Bomber, and it's a hot one. Crank it up.
The Blue Bomber and the Blur arrive. It's about time that the worlds collide. Out of all Capcom and Sega fam, it had to be Sonic and Mega Man.
Sonic and Mega Man.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
The Blur Bomber's here.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
Somewhere in Monsteropolis, the ultimate team up is manifested and there ain't no stopping this. They thought that we were opposites, rocking since the 80s and no one could alter or doctor this. Consider it recompense for your loyalty. Oh my lord, it seems the game guys rewarded me. Me and Wilson and we back in the nick of time. Soon as it was announced, they knew that I would kick a rhyme. Too good to be true, too true to be denied. And this is a result when two different worlds collide. We both tried to make a move in the next gen. Probably both would have been gone, the fans had stepped in. Try to stop me and pack me away. Every time they think they got me, I'm back in the day. So I teamed up with Sonic. We both got a thing for Blue. Both got a thing to do. Teaching them a thing or two.
The Blue Bomber and the Blur arrive. It's about time that the worlds collide. At a full Capcom and Sega fam, it had to be Sonic and Mega Man.
Sonic and Mega Man.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
The Blur Bomber's here.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
Do you hear that sound? That's the sound of fanboys jumping up and down. The haters in the game really hope that it's a dream, but it's for real that the boys about to team up. They love us cause they know that we some cold G's, and we rock man like Mega Man's name overseas. Glad both parties saw the vision. Two different worlds, but we on the same mission. To keep the world safe, man. To stop the terror of Dr. Wily and Eggman. They better bring a bigger crew in, bruh. They lucky that we can't do a fusion, ha. That would have been crazy, we would have been too fast. AKA light speeds ahead of you. You know what this song might do. Change your favorite color, the dark sky, your light blue.
Light blue.
The Blue Bomber and the Blur arrive. It's about time that the worlds collide. Out of all Capcom and Sega fam, it had to be Sonic and Mega Man.
Sonic and Mega Man.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
The Blur Bomber's here.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here. The Blue Bomber and the Blur arrive. It's about time that the worlds collide. At a full Capcom and Sega fam, it had to be Sonic and Mega Man.
Sonic and Mega Man.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
The Blur Bomber's here.
If bad guys appear, no need to fear. The Blur Bomber's here.
Mr. Wilson,
Mega Ran,
Tax on the beat.
Such a great track. Whenever you need to smile and groove, Mega Ran will not let you down. a veteran in the scene, Random has an international following and is officially recognized and regarded by Capcom for his work. Undisputed and legit. Two words that also segue nicely into our next song. Individually, Adam Warrock and Schaefer the Dark Lord are among today's hottest. Both have incredible new material and are shaping the future of the genre. So when they make a single together, well, I'm going to share it with you. Here's Mark and Eugene from Adam Warrock and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Oh, hey, Mark. How's it going?
Hey, Eugene. So what's up?
Oh, you know, just thought we should make a rap song for these nice people out there.
Killer. I'm in. What kind of rap song?
We should be sure to keep it family friendly.
Okay.
Really positive. Maybe just kind of talk about ourselves a little bit, right?
How about one out of three of those things?
All right, I'll go first.
Cool. Go.
I'm a terror in jeans.
Like every therapist's dream.
And while the other one is dressed up in a suit with the seams. And maybe purple showing out his pocket square with a laugh. And we're the Walking Dead.
Eating everything in our path.
And maybe you shouldn't ask us about our past. And did you see that?
I will kick you in the face.
And I will break your kneecaps. And we blow the doors out. This bloody beat and leave you on the pavement. Motherfucking Stephen Malkmus. Oh, yes, I'm into you something. You think it's nerdcore or nothing. I'm smoking sausage in the sack while powder dust in your muffins. Cold coffee, hot pizza on the track. Brass knuckles on my hands when I meet you in the back. You can swear I'm a fiend, I'm Rage Against the Machine. Back in the 90s when your politics were more on the scene, I hold a pro-choice sign at your pro-life function.
Women, legalize weed,
because you ain't saying nothing.
We going hard and so mean,
yeah, we're starting to sing.
Who are those motherfuckers on the mic?
It's Mark and Eugene.
We're the stars on your screen.
We tear apart the machine.
Who are the mad cats rapping at you?
Mark and Eugene.
We make you scream in the dark
like a thief in the park.
Who the dragon spitting fire?
Why, it's Eugene and Mark.
We going hard and so mean.
Yeah, we're starting to see.
Who the motherfuckers on the mic?
Mark and Eugene.
Here comes trouble, son.
Listen, it's another one.
From M&E, your enemies are all out of bubblegum. Thumping like a drum. Bum, 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 ba-dum. Dump the mic and run. Dum, dum, you're done.
One comes from a past stage.
One had a crack face.
Each of them is sicker than a villager with black plague.
Both admired idols who inspire rappers' hope. But will you ever be as dope? Long answer, nope.
I suggest you listen to your language.
Learn some new terms, like Mark, a word that serves as both a noun and a verb.
You're just plain lazy on it, slurring your sounds while I go John Wayne Gacy on it. Murderous clown,
I'm breaking it down, I'm sticking the claim of the crown, taking the gates of the pound, sticking the pimples upon you and watching you wailing and shake on the ground. Maybe it's now you realize that stepping to mics is the same as just making a mess.
Silly rappers,
try and act like you ain't facing the best.
We going hard and so mean,
yeah, we're starting to see.
Who those motherfuckers on the mic?
Mark and Eugene.
We're the stars on your screen.
We tear apart the machine.
Who the mad cats rapping at you?
Mark and Eugene.
We make you scream in the dark
like a thief in the park.
Who the dragon spitting fire?
Why, it's Eugene and Mark.
We going hard and so mean,
yeah, we're starting to see.
Who the motherfuckers on the mic?
Mark and Eugene.
If you're a bad motherfucker named Mark, everybody say
rock, rock on, rock, rock on.
If you're a bad motherfucker named Eugene, everybody say
do that shit, do that shit, come on.
If you're a bad motherfucker named Mark, everybody say
I don't know.
If you're a bad motherfucker named Eugene, everybody say
we've run out of pipe.
What a dynamic duo. I can't believe I went there. Sorry, guys. Great track. Keep it up. That's just a couple of tracks from our Nerdcore brethren, but now we're going to check out an epically hot chip track from Genius Extreme, Danimal Cannon. One of the most accomplished musicians and composers in the scene, when Danimal isn't busy with his other projects, Metroid Metal and Arm Cannon, he treats us to great chip tunes. Here's a new composition he created at MAGFest this year. It's my new favorite Martian. Here's Red Planet by Danimal Cannon.
Thank you.
That man's got sick skills. Of course, we're going to hear a little more from Danimal later because I interviewed him out on the road. We're going to play that a little later. But if you love great chiptunes, you really should check out his works. As a matter of fact, you should check out the website and support the artists featured in this podcast. Many of these artists are indie and literally need you to survive. So now let's get some laughs. The Fump is a mecca for many funny artists who owe a lot to Dr. Demento, Weird Al, and the like. I discovered this next artist's music on that great site. Originally recorded under the name Positive Attitude, this track is just funny. Now called Positude, this track is from the album entitled The New Fresh, released in 2009. It doesn't need a lot of setup. It's called Killing My Boner.
All the ladies. All the ladies.
Yo, I only got one objective, and that's all. To keep feeding more and more alcohol. So you get your booty on the dance floor. Maybe I can see what's under your bra. But all you wanna do is just keep on talking that crap. Keep on flapping that trap. And yapping that yap. I wanna give your booty a slap. What you got me ready for now? And I don't really care about the cute thing your cat did. You're killing my boner.
Hell with it.
And I don't really care what happened on your soap opera. You're killing my boner.
Fucking thing sucks.
Nobody wants to hear about that bitch you gotta work with. You're killing my boner. Oh yeah, that's some really nice fingernail polish you got in here.
So I just rocked that ass at the game convention. The name's EMC, not like you asked the question. I saw you looking at me while I was looking at you. And then you rolled your eyes at me while I was high fucking you. That's called chemistry. We were expressing it festively. How many more drinks until you really have sex with me? Nah, that's cool, yeah, I'll wait, I'm just a little impatient. Aw, just great, you wanna make conversation. And I don't really care if that gay guy right there is your boyfriend. You're killing my boner.
Big vagina?
Gigantic vagina.
Oh, what do you mean they messed up your order? Wendy's again, you're killing my boner.
Douchebags and douchebaguettes.
Oh, so like your guy's not paying child support and you're like, whatever, you're killing my boner.
37 dicks in a row?
Oh, your back hurts. Well, I don't care. You're killing my boner.
Ooh, baby, I like it, boy.
You get me in the club and I'm rocking that spot. You get her in the club and she's knocking back shots. So I'm thinking I was in when she gets me aside. Says I'm too tipsy to drive, so can you give me a ride? Now we're back at her place and I'm petting the kitty. But I mean that literally. She's watching Sex in the City, and it's on TBS. There ain't even nudity. That's a pretty shitty thing for you to do to me. And I don't really care if the cable guy's supposed to be here within the next 7 hours. You're killing my boner.
Combine rationality.
Ooh, you're not wearing that Aerosmith shirt, ironically? You're killing my boner. Just let your kid cry. She'll shut up eventually. You're killing my boner.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Okay, yeah, your apartment's on fire. See, that's not the point. You're killing my boner.
Waking and baking a cake and I'm taking a steak and you're shaking. What's faking? We're breaking off bread with your family. Your mom ain't understanding me. I speak so candidly, it's hard to stop rambling. Whatever, we're together, we'll always be forever. Like a bad love letter, it's hard to sound clever. As I take a peek at you, that's why they call me Pikachu. Wait, what's this all about your dog and all the tricks that he can do? I'm sorry.
Well, congratulations, your dog can speak on command. You're killing my boner.
Bark all day, little doggy.
Oh, what do you mean you had sex with Rich Griggs? Who has it? You're killing my booty.
These got you 11.
Why don't you just admit it? You're a dirty, rotten son of a bitch.
That's a hard-ass lyric.
What do you mean you prefer Diet Coke? That makes no sense at all. You're killing my booty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it wrong that I was thinking of so many exes during that song? I don't know, but it makes me laugh, and there's nothing wrong with laughing. A little lighthearted brevity can be a feature that draws us nerds into books, games, movies, TV shows. Shows like Doctor Who. This next group is new on the scene and is doing stellar nerd rock. H2 Awesome has delivered us Whovians a great and fun pop rock track that nods to the Matt Smith incarnation of the Last Time Lord. If they keep this up, we'll be hearing plenty from H2 Awesome. So here's Wibbly Wobbly Timey Wimey. Don't blink.
Don't
They really are H2 awesome. There's some really great Doctor Who tracks out this year, so there'll be plenty more in future episodes. Right now, I want to get back to some of the hot newer artists out there in the nerdcore scene. The next two tracks are from some real up-and-coming hip-hop stylists. First up is the New Orleans-based Alpha Riff, a hip-hop artist with a penchant for waxing philosophically about video games, Dungeons & Dragons, love, and the universe. It is the universe that concerns this track. From his album, From Beta to Alpha Riff, here's Black Holes Just Mean I Love You in Space Jargon, which features Trista Kinman. Here's Alpha Riff.
Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, hit a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned.
Captain, the world is coming to an end. Do you really think it's necessary for a caffeine-filled swim?
Oh, yeah. Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, and a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned.
Captain, the world is coming to an end. You should do something about the ship that's drifting into a spin.
Ah! Where am I? Wake up from cryo freeze. Medical charts, blood pressure 120, 583. Could be starving, or could be nausea. Ship lacks a crew, but that's nostalgia.
Alert! 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 Approaching the black hole center. Approaching the black hole center. Captain, I advise you, take the helm.
Huh. Well, isn't this a predicament? Autopilot disengaged, but that makes no sense. No one else on this ship but little old me. Could be sabotage or a case of forgetting to veer the ship away from Quadrant M3.
Captain, there is no word from command. We are on our own, so what is your plan? If we don't do something, we will be doomed. I'm a computer, but I don't want to die soon.
Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, hit a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned.
Captain, the world is coming to an end. Do you really think it's necessary for a caffeine-filled swim?
Oh, yeah. Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, hit a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned.
Captain, the world is coming to an end. You should do something about the ship that's drifting into a spin.
Ah! All right, computer, give me a series of thrust bursts. Coordinates for 8-9-40 to the 4th. Pulse engines on maximum flow. I'm gonna get us out of here if it's the last thing I do, so...
Captain, I've raised high command. They're on the line if you'd like to talk to them.
I can't hear you! High command? High command! Computer, can you get us back to them? Is there anything that can be done? Any charge programs that can't be run? Any planets nearby that we can land upon?
The temporal pull of the black hole is too strong. The thrusters are thrusting, but won't hold for long. If we can't convince them to come and get us, then we're dead in the water, which is just our luck.
Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, hit a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned.
Captain, the world is coming to an end. Do you really think it's necessary for a caffeine-filled swim?
Oh, yeah. Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, hit a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned.
Captain, the world is coming to an end. You should do something about the ship that's drifting into a spin.
Ah! Okay, but moves, and with no arm do what I'm about to do. If you need a striking truce, proud in the blazing suns of 100 Krypton proofs. So say to the end of days, computer, we'll punch it, go out in a blaze.
Captain, this isn't wise. Turning the ship for temporal rise. I've never thought going against the grain in this manner was anything but insane.
Reverse the polarity against spatial anomalies. Bring it around 700 amp, bump all brakes for a pattern dead. Ignite the engine fuel, burn like rice, start food. Angle it just like so, trajectory launches wormholes.
Captain!
Oh shit!
Captain!
Oh shit!
Captain!
Oh shit! Bloody black holes, be damned!
Captain, the world is coming to an end. Do you really think it's necessary for a caffeine-filled swim?
Oh, yeah. Computer, give me a readout from now until then. Oh, and a cup of Joe. Bloody black holes, be damned!
Captain, the world is coming to an end. You should do something about the ship now at the wormhole's end.
Huh.
Wasn't that a nice turn of events?
I gotta say that I really like the way Alpha Riff does his thing. Keep delivering, man. Well, I did promise you guys too, so let's talk about MC Oh My. From Brooklyn, New York, he started rapping in high school under the name MC Urkel. After joining the Navy in 2008, he continued to write. One of those lines in an early song says, "Fools can come at me like current with much persistence, but watch their voltage drop when they come across this resistance." He changed his name to MC Oh My. Now with his latest release, Angel Confetti, he gives us this very cool track. Here's Internet Connection by MC Oh My.
This is an MC Oh My production. All the house nerds in the place, just listen. I'm about to break it down for you. Let's go. House nerd for life, yeah, I'll say it with pride. I don't worry about the haters while I'm staying inside. I feel great with my internet connection, so don't hate on my internet connection. House nerd for life, yeah, I'm always online. If there's a raid in the game, you know I'm always on time. I don't know what to do without my internet connection. My life is through without my internet connection. My life is the result of being deprived socially, always forced to stay inside when I had hoped to be hanging out with friends at movies they wanted to go and see, and hopefully interacting with girls I wanted close to me. But I stayed indoors and watched TV. Growing up all alone, it was not easy. And eventually I grew to love technology, including the first laptop that someone got for me. It was a whole new world for me to escape in. I could emulate Game Boy Advance and PlayStation. I tried stolen Wi-Fi and it was amazing. TV episodes would load if I stayed patient. Checking out the internet was more than a hobby. It's a major factor in my personality, and oddly, it's probably the core of my soul.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Expansion worth more to me than gold and a mansion. House nerd for life, yeah, I'll say it with pride. I don't worry about the haters while I'm staying inside. I feel great with my internet connection, so don't hate on my internet connection. House nerd for life, yeah, I'm always online. If there's a raid in the game, you know I'm always on time. I don't know what to do without my internet connection. My life is through without my internet connection.
I've grown up a little, so sometimes I try hanging out and chilling with friends under the night sky. But sometimes it's just a mask that I try to provide. I think I'll be an inside guy till I die. My preference is stay inside, doesn't make me the weird type. I'd just rather play MMOs than sports in real life. Haters like to step on my lifestyles with a heel spike. Take a walk up my shoes and you'll know what it feels like. They say I'm screwed up in all kinds of ways, cause on weekends I barely see the light of day. To those people I kindly say, mind your own damn business before my fists find your face. I'm okay with who I am and I'm not trying to conform to things people in society claim that are normal. I've informed you of what I need and there's no question. Just my music, my games, and my internet connection.
House nerd for life, yeah, I'll say it with pride. I don't worry about the haters while I'm staying inside. I feel great with my internet connection, so don't hate on my internet connection. House nerd for life, yeah, I'm always online. If there's a raid in the game, you know I'm always on time. I don't know what to do without my internet connection. My life is through without my internet connection.
Don't get it twisted, I'm not antisocial. I just don't have the social skills that I'm supposed to. Some folks who do have those skills think that they're so cool, making fun of nerds like me like there are no rules about human rights. Yeah, we all are equal. Take a closer look, we all are people. Feeling better about ourselves is what we all are keen to, but putting others down is just gosh darn evil. Just listen and chill, and back up people that you think just don't fit the bill. With what should be real in your mind, cause you're still gonna find up until when you die. The world is huge and it's filled with every kind of rhythm and rhyme, and rhyme and reason. My words hold the same weight as yours when I am speaking. You think I wrote this in anger? Nah, not even bitter yet. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with living on the internet. House nerd for life, yeah, I'll say it with pride. I don't worry about the haters while I'm staying inside. I feel great with my internet connection, so don't hate on my internet connection. House nerd for life, yeah, I'm always online. If there's a raid in the game, you know I'm always on time. I don't know what to do without my internet connection. My life is through without my internet connection.
So loving these new tracks. So let's not stop. The music of Mouth's Cradle gets people going. It's a conversation starter, straddling several lines between art music and pop music, between hip-hop and dance music. Nerd pop, if you will. Altogether, their songs are catchy counterpoints to an illustrious history of attention-grabbing pop music. Here's Sakura Kiss from their brand new album, Clark Kent.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love. I watch you go. You never seem to leave me though. So is this love or hate? We'll see. You're making me crazy. Inside my dreams, you're all I see. Well, all I see is you and me. Lady, maybe, or host I find. I really don't mind. If I had to choose a rose in this garden of romance, maybe we could take this chance. Maybe you're my love, and I would like to find a hand like yours to take mine. And with one kiss, we could stop time, and I'd fall in love with you. Tomorrow's far away. Let's place our hope in today. Just you and me in a beautiful spring. And we'll always fall in love again. Hey, hey, baby, you're my love. Hey, 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 hey. Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Hey,
hey, maybe you're my love.
Hey.
That's some good stuff, and their full album is out now and worth the trip to Bandcamp, believe me. Now, let's take a trip back to the 90s and visit the state of nerd music in 1996. West Coast ska had pervaded the mainstream with the success of groups like No Doubt and Sublime. Emerging groups like Weezer and Nerf Herder really applied liberal doses of nerdiness to their efforts, and a new era for nerd-infused rock was underway. A defining era for nerd music. I mention this because the next song captures the spirit of that era to perfection. From 2009, here's MC Lars with his tribute to this wonderful time in nerd history. This gigantic robot kills. This would be a great time to crank it up.
Billy built a robot in his parents' garage because he had a list of problems that he needed to solve. He said, I'm sick of the hills, Laguna Beach is fake and whack. Let's party like it's 96 and bring the horn section back. Back before Gwen Stefani started rapping with Pharrell. Gas cost 115 and Goldfinger could sell. When reality TV wasn't scripted or contrived, the brass was fat and bumping and the beats were all played live. See, Billy was obsessed with third wave ska. The Mighty Boss, those real big fish, Les and Jake, he's seen them all. He longed for a time when even Bill Clinton played the sax on the White House lawn and kids wore shades and checkered slacks. So Blizz is back in the class laughs with a notebook on his lap. He plans his task to make a giant robot. How's that? To bring the real Orange County back.
This gigantic robot kills. He's gonna come down the block. He's gonna fire at will. He's got a cannon on his shoulder and a laser in his hand. He's gonna win a day for Billy. Make the city understand.
Completed and it opened up its eyes, weighing 700 pounds and standing 8'5" with his black coat, white shoes, black hat, set to attack. The robot headed to the hills to give those spoiled kids a smack. Chris Cavallari got nine flat as Billy bumped the Aquabats. He ripped out Misha Barton's spine to crank save Ferris and Sublime. He burned down Heidi Montag's home and to blast the OC Super Tones. He screamed while smashing Elsie's head. Stop, hey, it's hey, not hey, dead.
This gigantic robot kills. He's gonna come down the block. He's gonna fire at will. He's blasting bullets from his elbows, shooting missiles from his eyes. He's gonna win the day for Billy. Take the OC by surprise.
He'll make you do the Macarena as you rock your Tamagotchi with your Newton down at Woodstock playing Sega La-Di-Da-Di. He brought the 90s back and then he freed Tibet. If you can't find this gym on Napster, then the warehouse sells cassettes.
Gigantic,
he was
gigantic,
this robot,
gigantic,
so very
gigantic,
Scott Robot.
This gigantic robot kills. He's gonna come down the block, he's gonna fire at will. He's got a cannon on his shoulder and a laser in his hand. He's gonna win.
What a weird and wonderful song. And if you like the sound, check out the many nerdy artists of that era, including the early works of the Aquabats, Ben Folds, The Rentals, and many others. So let's get back to today's music. The next band up is a video game music group that features Blizzard composer Jason Hayes. Critical Hit is a new group created to electrify by performing original arrangements from some of the most celebrated games of all time. Here's a track from their debut about one of our society's greatest achievements. Angry Birds by Jason Hayes and Critical Hit.
you so much for watching our debut music video for Critical Hit, our version of Angry Birds. If you liked it, feel free to subscribe below and give us a thumbs up. We can't wait to bring you more, so stay tuned.
Superb! I am really looking forward to the great music we're going to hear from this group moving forward. Speaking of moving forward and new hotness, here's a special two-for-one treat. Earlier on, we heard from Schaefer the Dark Lord as he teamed with Adam Warrock. Here's another pairing. Schaefer's recently released Sick Passenger album features many outstanding tracks, and The City is one of the great ones. DJ Roborob has included it on his new remix EP you can get on Scrub Club's website for free. And you should, because it's packed with win, like this remix, The City by Schaefer the Dark Lord, remixed by the incomparable DJ Roborob.
Rats in the flood will struggle but won't survive. And we just San Francisco ruins everything. Chicago ruins everything. Austin ruins everything. LA ruins everything. Atlanta ruins everything. And every city ruins Portland.
Nice dubstep work there, Rob. Seriously, you guys should go and get that remix album from Scrub Club's website right now. You can thank me later. How about we hit the time machine again? Set it for 9 years ago. 2005 was busy seeing another rebirth in the nerd music genre, the birth of the modern age. Nerd rockers, rappers, and shippers started to work together to bring us to the evolution of the genre we now enjoy. On the forefront of bringing nerd music to college campuses everywhere was Jonathan Colton. He writes about zombies, robots, math, and so many nerdy topics, and has enjoyed a pretty successful career that extends to today. But on this episode, I want to feature his 2005 release, I Feel Fantastic, from his second EP, Our Bodies, Ourselves, and Our Cybernetic Arms. It's an ironic tribute to prescription drugs. Take it away, Joko.
Get up early when the sleeping pill wakes me. I take a wake-up pill, I fill with energy. I power on hard and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. I take a driving pill and head to my car. I drive around it because work isn't very far. I call my phone and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. All I know, driving on drugs feels better when they're prescription. All I know, the world looks beautiful, the world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now. Work is anything but quiet these days. I try to mitigate my concentration aids. I can see the day unfold in front of me, so I take the stairs and hit the gym. The phone is ringing when I get to my desk. What was the sting? It's now a sharp pain in my chest. So I take a calm and X and just chill. And then it's time for lunch again. All I know is work is easy when you don't stress out about deadlines. All I know is I take my medicine. I always take my medicine. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Over, but I can't stay to work late. Gotta leave and get ready for my second date with a pretty girl that I met at the pharmacy. Right in the prescription line, I take a pill for my social anxiety. I get a table and a nice bottle of Chablis. Now it's getting late and there's still no sign of her. I have another glass of wine. All I know is the wine lasts longer when you don't gotta share it with someone. All I know is the steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
See, that one just makes me happy. Well, now that we stepped back, let's get back to new stuff. This next band is a group I recently discovered in the Gulf Coast of Florida. They are a nerd punk band called Nerds Raging, and I was taken in by their hot, authentic punk sound and their nerdy passions as well. The track I've chosen to introduce to you today sums up quite nicely how many nerds feel about Michael Bay. The song is called Michael Bay. The band is Nerds Raging.
Hey!
Nerd punk. What a wonderful world. Keep your eyes on those guys. Well, as I promised, I was recently out on the road with Sci-Fried, and I ran into Danimal Cannon. We had a little talk about what he's up to and what he thinks about nerd music. Let's hear some of that talk.
Dr. Vern out on the road for the Nerd Groove. I'm standing here talking to a good buddy of mine, Danimal Cannon.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy to be here over in Orlando.
Yes. Orlando is a wonderful destination for nerds all over the world.
I'm starting to realize that.
Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're about to play the MAGFest track that you just released a little while back here on the Nerd Groove. Tell us a little bit about that track.
The track on MAGFest Equals Win.
Yes.
That track is called Red Planet.
Red Planet.
And it's one of the newest tracks I've done. It's indicative of the direction I'm going to take with my new chiptune record, where I'm going to be playing guitar on top of the songs.
Intrigued.
Which I do live, and people yell at me that the songs on the record aren't like that. So I decided for the new record, I'm going to have guitars on the recording.
That way nobody can complain.
Exactly.
That won't stop them.
See,
they'll still complain.
What I usually do is I enjoy doing improv live, and so if I write any solos and put them on a record, I'm going to have to actually learn them, which I'm not looking forward to.
Right.
But I don't know. It's the next logical progression for me. So that's kind of the first track I've released in that style.
Yeah, I really like the style. That's why I wanted to feature it on the podcast here.
Thank you.
You know, that's part of kind of what we got going on here. We're defining the nerd music genre
okay.
as a whole. And of late, I've noticed a lot of artists like yourself are using crossover elements from the different styles that make up nerd music. That you think that's the future?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, good music is good music.
That's a good answer.
That's a terrible answer because, you know, it's so vague. But at the end of the day, like, I just write the music that I like, and I like a lot of different kinds of music. So I'm going to be drawing influences from anywhere, whether it's, you know, playing with hip-hop acts, which I do because it's funny, in the nerd music scene, there's so many different kinds of music that I end up getting exposed to all sorts of different kinds
exactly.
of things.
You become a fan of the style
right,
and
right.
integrate it. That's
so
what I've
it's,
got going
it's kind
on.
Of funny, you know, being involved in this nerd scene, I draw influences from a lot of different places yeah. because I just get, like, inundated with every different kind of music. Like, tonight, what do we have? Like, it's going to be hip-hop, rock bands, J-pop, and
every style. I think every style is represented
yeah,
at this event. Yeah, that you're right. That's kind of where I was. The reason I said that's a good answer because it means to me that you're thinking outside the box. Everybody else I have the pleasure to talk to seems to also be in that direction where they're thinking outside the box as far as, hey, let's integrate all these awesome styles we're always performing with
right.
into our music now. And anything new on the horizon for Arm Cannon?
You know, we're actually working on new original songs. Arm Cannon's known for doing a lot of arrangements of you know, video game tunes and television themes. We're looking to branch out a little bit more and spread our musical wings. I don't know if that's like cliche or not, but we're working on original music now. Just because, I don't know, we've paid enough tribute to Mega Man.
Well, yeah, and you know, honestly, some of my favorite Arm Cannon work has been when you guys have kind of went out of the box a little bit.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of Star Wreck. I love that track.
And there's so much of our songs that, you know, you'll hear there are completely original sections to begin with. Because we definitely take some liberties when we arrange things. And you could call our versions to be liberal interpretations. And I don't know, we kind of don't have any songs that, oh, we have to cover this, we have to cover that. You know, we've kind of gotten it out of our system a little bit. We still love to do it, and I'm sure there'll be songs that, you know, in the future that we really want to do.
You don't want to force it.
Right, but right. now we just, you know, are thinking, like, all right, what can we do when we put our minds to it? We got a lot of really talented guys in the band that are, you know, approach music with some really awesome but different styles, and we're kind of seeing where that's going to go. I don't know. It's kind of an experiment. I'm sure everyone will hate it. Because it turns out, play the classics, you know.
We're actually going through something like that right now with Sci-Fried. Our new album is, we call it Season 5 because we look at this journey of ours as this is the next chapter. This is the next season in our ongoing saga. And it is a little bit of a morphing for us as well. We've been working with so many hip-hop acts. We've been working with so many chip acts. So we've taken little pieces of all this and kind of integrated it as well. I'm looking forward to what the future holds from you guys, all your projects, and nerd music in general moving forward.
Well, if you're not growing, you're dying.
That's it.
So there's always going to be a progression. As long as you're putting out cooler, newer stuff, like, it's all good to me.
Well, I'm going to ask you one final question and let you go because I know you're a busy guy with things to do today. I ask this question of everybody I talk to. Is nerd music a genre?
No. It's more of like a guild of people who have similar ideas. When I think genre, I think much more specific musical styles, whether it be like heavy metal, hip-hop, or something like that.
No traditional sense
of
genre.
Yeah, we actually run into this in the chiptune scene. It's very often said that the chiptune music is not a genre because people make so many different kinds of music with it. It's more of an instrument. So you don't refer to guitar, you know, based music as guitar music. That's not
Correct.
A genre.
Yes.
So I would consider, you know, nerd music to be more of a guild or a gathering of musicians with a common goal rather than a musical style.
That's a very good answer. I'm going to submit this back to you, though, because we've got to do counterpoint.
That's fine.
Christian music. Contemporary Christian music is filled with many different musical styles, all portrayed under the same genre,
right,
marketed by the same A&R reps, by the same studios, that they have their own infrastructure. It's contemporary Christian incorporates gospel, hip-hop, a lot of assorted styles, which you'll hear all on the same stations. Is there not a similarity there, do you think?
No, there's absolutely a similarity, but I still wouldn't call it a genre. I mean, at the end of the day, you end up arguing semantics.
That's it.
And, you know, that's
a
totally
that's
fun argument to have.
Absolutely.
And it means nothing. But at the end of the day, I think it's absolutely analogous. You know, it's people under the same banner trying to achieve the same thing. It's being around like-minded people, I think.
And we just don't have enough money. That's what it is. We need more money. That's it.
Yeah, right?
It's great to talk to you, Daniel. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule.
Hey, thank you.
We're going back to the Nerd Groove.
Yeah, it was great talking with Danimal, and I think I'm bringing him around. But you guys came here to groove, so let's keep the new jams rolling. Here's the latest from the Megas. Brand new release, History Repeating Red album that you should be snatching up right about now. The band has really outdid themselves and their illustrious reputation with this release. Here's a track for you. This is I'm Not the Brake Man from the Megas.
To see the good things.
Great track, great album, the Megas always deliver. Speaking of delivery, I'm going to wrap up this episode with a look at steampunk's influence on nerd music. The subgenre of sci-fi has its roots in classic science fiction and has legions of cosplay supporters and followers, so naturally, music would follow. Steam-powered Giraffe has taken the heart of steampunk and created performance art, as their theatrical show will show you. The music is pretty damn good, too. This is the self-titled track from their latest release, MK3. Here's Steam-powered Giraffe. Just about going to wrap us up, but I did want to give a quick shout out to Blind, the artist responsible for the chiptune background music you've heard throughout this episode. With so many great chiptune artists out there, I'm going to try and feature a different artist throughout each episode. Well, that's a wrap on episode one of the Nerd Groove. I hope you had a fun time exploring the nerd music genre with me. It has been a pleasure. Keep it nerdy. I'm Dr. Vern. I'll see you on the internet. Thank you for listening to the Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.